But it is interesting that Mike Pompeo has said that he would be interested in being interviewed on Iranian television or in Iranian media. Now, I think that what Pompeo is hoping for is that he probably thinks that that might be an opportunity to score some propaganda points. He probably sees this as somehow providing him with a forum in which he can, you know, assert certain propaganda points that he thinks perhaps might influence the thinking of the Iranian people. Now, obviously, he's extremely overconfident about that. For instance, if he were to actually do an online an on-the-air media interview with someone like Marzai Hashema, certainly she's a very qualified journalist, and certainly she would ask him a great deal of very pressing and penetrating questions that he wouldn't be able to answer in any kind of honest way or in any kind of way at all that made any kind of sense. So I think that Mike Pompeo was probably a bit overconfident about how well he would perform in an interview of this type. It may also be something of a bluff. I mean, he may also be trying to present himself as somehow being open-minded and open to negotiations. Now, we know from looking at the behavior of the Trump administration in recent times, we know that the Pompeo and Bolton wing of the Trump administration has continually pushed for more and more aggression by the United States against Iran. We've seen that repeatedly. Mike Pompeo does not seem to be someone who's interested in peace or in equitable negotiations or honest negotiations between the United States and Iran. So it's clear that Mike Pompeo would have ulterior motives, but my guess is he probably thinks that he would score some propaganda points. It may simply be a posturing on his part. But it would be interesting if this actually happened. I would certainly like to see Mike Pompeo interviewed live by someone like Marzai, because I think that he certainly would not perform very well in such an interview, and he would probably be exposed, you know, for what he is.